Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a joy it is every day to be able to open the Word of God. I pray you're being blessed by it. You know, God wants us to know Him. Even Jesus said, "This is life eternal, that they may know you," speaking to God, "and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." And so that's what we discover as we study His Word. And that's why we go to Him in prayer. We want Him to reveal Himself to us through His Word today. So if you will, pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just bless You. We give You thanks and honor for Your goodness and greatness to us. Lord, You've given the provision of Your Word so that You could reveal Yourself through it. And we're excited because You promised that You'd give us Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And also, Lord, to empower us to live according to that truth. Lord, so that we'll be pleasing to You. We just honor You today. We do so in the mighty name of Your Son, Jesus. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, "Jesus, Are You the King of the Jews?" It's taken from the book of John, chapter 18, and verse 33. John the Apostle wrote how the high priest and officers led Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them, and said, "What accusation bring you against this man?" They answered and said unto him, "If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto you." Then said Pilate unto them, "Take you him, and judge him according to your law." The Jews therefore said unto him, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which He spoke, signifying what death He should die." And in chapter 18 and verse 33 of his book, John shared how Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Where we read, "Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, 'Are you the King of the Jews?'" The verse reads, "Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him." John began with the words, "Then Pilate," which means at that time Pilate, whose name means armed with a spear, and was the sixth Roman procurator of Judah and Samaria, entered into the judgment hall again, or came into the praetorium, or governor's courtyard, another time, and called Jesus, which means and beckoned for and summoned the Son of God, the Savior of mankind and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah's salvation, and said unto him, or an uttered, declared, proclaimed, and asked him, Jesus, the following question. John shared how Pilate returned to the praetorium, where he summoned Jesus and asked him the next question. The verse continues, "Are you the King of the Jews?" John added the words, "Are you the King?" or "Do you, Jesus, exist as the leader, prince, commander, and Lord of the Jews," which means belonging to the people of the Jewish nation by origin, birth, or religion? John shared how Pilate asked Jesus whether he existed as the ruler and Lord of the Jewish people. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Pilate entered the judgment hall, which was known as the Praetorian, another time, and he summoned Jesus to ask him if he was the ruler and Lord of the Jewish people. We shall discover how Jesus answered him, but we should know this. Jesus is the ruler of every person who yields their life to Him as their personal Savior and Lord. God loves people, and He desires to have a relationship, a personal relationship with them through His Son, Jesus. And those who are wise will surrender their lives to Jesus to be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life by the King of the world. Next time, John shares how Jesus answered Pilate, "Say you this thing of yourself, or did others tell you of me?" So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.